Next, we have Grace Diven. So, does cardiac rehab impact physical activity levels of heart disease patients? And it's a systematic review and a meta-analysis.
Yeah. Okay, so I am a PhD student based in Exeter as well, and I've just finished my first year. So I'm going to talk to you today about my systematic review and meta-analysis that I've done, looking at whether cardiac rehab impacts physical activity levels of heart disease patients. So we know that cardiac rehab is a well-established, safe and effective intervention and is considered the key element in the management of heart disease. And it's a comprehensive program that covers many aspects of the patient's health. And one of the key aims is to increase the daily physical activity levels or energy expenditure of patients alongside their physical fitness or exercise capacity. So whilst the impact of cardiac rehab on outcomes such as quality of life, hospitalizations, and exercise capacity is well established, the impact on physical activity remains unclear. And there's been two previous reviews that have been done looking at physical activity levels, one in 1998 and one in 2014, and both concluded that there's insufficient evidence to say whether or not cardiac rehab impacts on physical activity levels. But neither of these reviews included heart failure patients. So the aim of my review is to update the previous reviews, but also include studies that involved heart failure patients, as well as coronary heart disease patients. And then a secondary aim of my review is to also look at the different methods of measuring physical activity. And I wanted to look at the subjective versus objective ways of measuring it. So the search strategy I developed in consultation with the librarians at the Cornwall Health Library and the Penclark Evidence Synthesis Team. And in January 2017, I systematically searched the Medline, Embase, Central, CINAHL, PsycINFO, and SportDiscus databases. And I searched them from inception to January 2017. And then I limited the search to randomized controlled trials just to keep the numbers more manageable. I also did grey literature searches and looked at the trial registries and did forward and backward citation chasing. So the inclusion criteria for the population, it was adults with heart failure, which included HFpEF or HFrEF patients, and coronary heart disease, which was myocardial infarction, revascularization, or stable angina. The intervention was cardiac rehab, which lasted at least 4 weeks, and we defined it as structured exercise alone or in combination with education and psychosocial interventions. The control was usual care or no cardiac rehab. Outcome was physical activity measured objectively or subjectively. And we looked at cardiac rehab set in the centre, community or home base. So this is my flowchart of my searches. So the initial searches identified just over 14,600 articles. And after duplicates were removed, there was just over 9,900 titles and abstracts that I screened, and 9,850 of those were excluded at this point. 54 full-text articles were screened, and 7 were deemed ineligible, and the main reasons for exclusion here was that the studies looked at exercise capacity and not physical activity. There was one non-RCT, and some of the interventions include structured exercise. So that left me with 47 articles concerning 40 trials to be included in the review. So just a summary of some of the study characteristics. There was 30 trials that looked at coronary heart disease patients and 10 at heart failure. 6,480 patients in total, and obviously the majority was coronary heart disease. They were mostly single-centre RCTs. 30 of the studies subjectively measured physical activity. 10 did only objective measures, and 2 did both subjective and objective. So for the subjective measures, they were mostly non-validated questionnaires. And if they were validated, they hadn't been validated for use in the cardiac population. And the objective measures, a lot of the way that the papers were describing how they handled the data wasn't adequate enough. For example, none of the studies described their criteria for a valid day or the minimum requirement for inclusion in data analysis. Sorry. So in total, there was about 45 different physical activity metrics. And the quality appraisal I did using the Cochrane risk of bias tool for RCTs. And the main issues that we found here were insufficient description of randomization and allocation concealment. And also there was lots of issues in the blinding of outcome assessment, which is obviously important in physical activity measurement, because if the patient's aware that they're being monitored, they might alter their behavior. So to overcome the issue of so many different physical activity metrics, and a lot of studies reported multiple physical activity metrics, I did vote counting as a pragmatic solution to present a general overview of all of the results. So just under 70% of the studies reported no difference in physical activity, and only 25% showed cardiac rehab to be superior. And these proportions were similar when you compared subjective and objective measures. So this may be due to studies not being powered to detect small differences in physical activity. It could be as they're powered for the primary outcomes, and quite often the physical activity is a secondary outcome. And then again, it might be due to the methodological issues where patients are aware of being monitored, so both the control and the intervention group are increasing their physical activity. So where there was appropriate data available and studies reported the same physical activity metrics, I completed some meta-analysis. So the first of this was the most commonly reported objective measure, which was steps per day, which five studies reported. So you can see where the 95% confidence intervals are crossing the null effect on some of the studies, which is in line with the vote counting table. But when we put all the data together, this quite nicely shows that there's strong evidence of a significant positive effect of cardiac rehab on this particular physical activity outcome measure. And then another meta-analysis I did was of the proportion of patients considered physically active after cardiac rehab, which was measured in 9 studies. And similarly to the previous graph, you can see where it matches up with the vote counting table, but when we pull the data together, there's strong evidence of a significant positive effect. However, the criteria that the authors used to judge whether patients were physically active or not, they were all different, and they were mostly based on the frequency of exercise. So they weren't based on the national recommended guidelines of 150 minutes per week. So it means it's unclear if the increase in physical activity is clinically meaningful or not. So the conclusions, where studies have provided appropriate data for inclusion in meta-analysis, there's strong evidence of a significant positive effect in favor of cardiac rehab compared to control on physical activity. But the limitation is that we don't know if this is a clinically meaningful improvement. And there's clear methodological issues in the way that physical activity has been measured in this population. And there's a need for validation of questionnaires in this population and calibration studies in the objective ways of measuring physical activity. So just to acknowledge my supervisors and the team in Cornwall that helped with my systematic review. Thank you.